course, and you know, use them later on. What do you call those dried apples?
Dried apples?
Okay, no particular name. Have you ever heard of called snips?
No.
Can you name just a variety of nuts that you know of that, that you can find around here? Are all over the South, various kinds of nuts.
On the South, in the South?
Well, let's just leave it generally open. They want you to pronounce it.
Well, edible nuts,
mm-hmm, right,
entirely.
Mm-hmm.
Pecans.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, in this area, there's not any other edible nuts that I know besides peanuts and,
mm-hmm,
and pecans.
Mm-hmm.
We do not have walnuts.
Mm-hmm.
We do not have filberts,
mm-hmm,
such as that.
Mm-hmm.
But pecans generally are there. And I think really people have gotten where they don't say pecans anymore like they used to. They say pecans or pecans.
Around here?
Mm-hmm.
But
generally I think you say pecans.
Mm-hmm. There's a nut that people, a lot of fancy dishes, you sliver.
Almonds.
Really?
They're not.
Yes, on that one. What kind of fruit is about the size of it? Well, what's the one of the major crops down in the valley?
Grapefruit and oranges.
And if someone went to the refrigerator and looked for some oranges, and there weren't any there, the mother would say they're
gone.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you're talking,
uh-huh,
about?
Uh-huh.
I forgot to mention lemons. We do have lemons,
yeah,
and
lemons.
Citrus.
Mm-hmm. When you were talking about garden vegetables, I don't think you mentioned one that you find a lot in a home garden because they're so much better vine ripened than they are.
Tomatoes.
Do you know of any different names for tomatoes that are used around here? What about the little bitty tiny ones? What are those?
Those are plum tomatoes, and there used to be one I haven't seen in a long time. It was called a pear tomato, and it was shaped like a pear. It was yellow, or it was red.
Mm-hmm.
They made preserves out of it generally.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's an Italian tomato that's a real meaty tomato.
Mm-hmm. Can you think of other designations?
No.
Are there any smaller than
No.
See, there's a kind of vegetable that's grown down here that is about so long, about 4 inches long, sometimes longer, I guess, that has kind of ridges on it, and it's kind of a hairy feeling. It's green. And
you're not talking about a squash.
No, uh-uh. You use it in fixing gumbo.
Oh, the okra. There's a slick okra. That's why
a slick okra.
They refer to it as a slick okra.
Uh-huh.
The other has the ridges that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it has a specific name, but if you had said it sticks you when you gather it.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Most people use
yeah.
ones. A piece of fruit is kind of drying up, and it's like an apple, especially
shriveling.
Mm-hmm. You didn't mention any kind of vegetables that come in pods and have
beans, green beans, or peas.
All right. And what are the various types of green beans?
There's a Kentucky Wonder Bean,
mm-hmm.
there's a Pinto Bean,
mm-hmm.
Then there's just a long slick bean. I really don't know what you call that. I'm not a bean grower. But it is not stringy. I guess you'd call it a stringless bean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there are lima beans. And in the pea family, there are the black-eyed peas, there's crowder peas, there's lady peas,
mm-hmm.
cream peas.
Mm-hmm. What about a yellow or whitish-colored pea?
English, is that what you're meaning? An English pea? They're not white, but I just happen to think that occurs to me.
What kinds of greens are grown around here?
Greens, turnip greens, mustard greens, and we used to use the beet greens, the tops of the beets for greens. Collard greens, Swiss chard.
Can you make a dish using greens, maybe tomatoes?
Salad. Spinach is used in now and as a salad green.
We're out.